This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Winner Miami Hurricanes football and Miami Hurricanes basketball.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof, like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Happy Friday to everybody out there in South Florida. We're streaming live for you on the Odyssey app. Miami 560 WQAM on Twitch and YouTube. Vlad's in for Frogboy today. What's going on, Vlad?
What's going on, Tobes?
How you feeling, buddy?
Feeling all right. Can't complain. Nice weekend.
Feeling all right.
Yeah.
Feeling all right. Needed that Panthers win last night. Like I needed.
Definitely.
I am down so bad right now. I am in a bat, and I needed my cats, and my cats came through yesterday.
Yeah, I'm worried. I've been worried about you these last 4 days.
You should be.
I've seen how. I've seen how the Heat have left you, and it's I'm very worried.
They have. You know what? It's an appropriate term. They have left me. They've just left me because this is not my Heat, not the Heat that I recognize. And then I gotta, you know, and then I like to torture myself. I like to Montoya myself by watching Warriors and Kings last night, you know, just to close out my night. I was like, oh, you know what? I should just end the night on a good mood watching the Panthers. Oh, the Warriors are on? Sure, why not?
Oh, yeah. And then last night, everybody go follow the Tobin channel on YouTube. And then last night, seeing your video about Jimmy wanting to just find his joy and be happy and be appreciated. And
it sounds, yeah, he's like, this is great. I love being in Golden State because I can just be left alone because he knows he's not going to be like, he's like, oh, I could just come in here. Do my thing, and it's Steph's and Draymond's team.
Yeah, he's so under the radar there. It's like he's so happy with that. And then the worst news last night.
Lee Meichenberg.
Yeah.
That was the one that got me yesterday, Vlad.
Yeah, that was the one.
I was at my son's flag football practice, and I'm like, are you kidding me? This guy is back. What the hell happened? I really thought, like, when we talked to Omar this week, I was like, Omar's like, fresh start. I'm like, good. Yeah, fresh start. Sounds great. Good for all parties involved. He's back.
Oh, he's back. Man. When I saw that, and it was like everybody, like all Dolph fans just said, no, no. It was like a reoccurring nightmare.
I want to know, because linemen are getting paid crazy money, and I don't think that they would have paid him crazy. They paid him 1 year to come back. I don't see the money, so I imagine it's very little. But, like, nobody, like, that's the thing that tells you right there, because they're going to spin this Eichenberg thing. And I'm like, this guy was a free agent. Guards are getting paid more than ever. Linemen are getting paid more than ever. And this guy was like, I'm going to come back on the cheap skis. I'm like, what? Nobody was like, oh, that guy was a starter. Nobody could be tricked into Eichenberg. Apparently not.
No. They saw the film.
I don't understand. I don't understand how the Dolphins could want him back. I really don't. You know, like, they're going to spin, like, oh, he knows the system. He knows what he's doing.
He may not be back as a starter, Tobin. He may not be. He's not coming back as a starter.
Dude, he always finds his way back to being a starter. That's why I don't want him being an option. Because but based on the Dolphins' luck, this dude with the torn Achilles, who's supposed to be awesome, is going to have a setback. Something's going to happen, and we're going to be back right here at square Eichenberg. Like, that's where we're going to be. We're gonna be there. Now it's an option. And I don't like it. I'm sorry. I just wanted to move on. I thought it would have been best for everybody. And instead, here we are. I get it. Look, I don't feel like I'm bullying on this, like this whole thing of, oh, he's a very nice. I'm sure he is a very nice man. Okay. You know, look, I'm sure Jesse Davis was a nice man. I thought he sucked. I thought Mark Colombo was a nice. I'm sure he was a nice man. He stunk, you know. I don't want to point out the obvious, but the thing is this franchise keeps coming back with bull bleep of, we're going to move him to this position. We're going to give him a chance. We're going to do this. It's like, all right, finally, we've all served our Eichenberg sentence 4 years. Okay. It's, you know, and nope. He's back. He's back for a graduate. He's back to get a master's degree.
PhD.
He's back for just an extra year. Like, oh, I missed some credits. I got to come back to the Miami Dolphins. I'm like, great. Oh, man. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory. Like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Leroy will be a little bit behind today, but he will be on the show. The Pinks! Inter Miami wins over Cavalier. They're playing in Jamaica yesterday. Messi returned. He got a goal for the Herons, and they move on to the CONCACAF Cup, Champions Cup round of 16. So good for them.
I'm happy for the Yardies. I'm happy for the Jamaicans seeing Messi. He did come in the second half and then scored a goal late. That was good.
You got to give it up to Messi, right? Like,
yeah,
you know,
he's a showman.
I know he missed the last three games with muscle fatigue. You know, he's old. I got yelled about this last year. I didn't understand the soccer. But people yelled at me and said the muscle fatigue is a thing. But he's shown up to Kansas City in frigid weather and Jamaica.
No, there's nothing wrong with going to Jamaica now.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with going to Jamaica.
Freezing Kansas City?
Oh, I thought no shot. I didn't think it was responsible.
What is it with South Florida teams going to Kansas City when it's like the worst weather in playoffs?
I don't know, dude. What is it with Kansas City? Why is it the tundra? Like, I don't think of it as like one of the coldest places, but apparently it just gets frigid there.
It gets cold.
Brutal, dude. We mentioned the Panthers. We'll get into a little bit later on this hour with Road to Repeat, but they win last night 3-2. Sam Bennett had a huge pair. And what can you say, dude? My guy, Sergei Bobrovsky, all alone now atop the all-time wins list in the top 10. He had 23 saves last night. And he was sensational in that game. One little rally there by the Leafs. Max Domi gets a goal to make it 3-2 early on in the third period, but the Cats lock it up. They were not going to have another letdown, up two goals going into that one. So we'll get into that as well. The Heat are back on the hardwood tonight against the Boston Celtics. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock. It's an early tip-off for those planning to go tonight. It is a 7 o'clock tip-off tonight for your Miami Heat. So if you're going to the Kaseya Center, we've had a little bit of an odd flip this week. You had the 8 o'clock start on Wednesday. It's a 7 o'clock start tonight, which means if you're trying to get to the Heat's house at 7 o'clock on a Friday, leave now. Just leave now. Enjoy your time at Bayside.
Is spring break and St. Paddy's Day weekend, correct?
Leave now. If you have tickets tonight, leave now. Just seriously. 7.5-point favorites Boston is tonight. They do have a lot of guys in the injury report, but none of them are like doubtful. Jaylen Brown's questionable. Porzingis is questionable. Tatum is questionable. Derek White is questionable.
Peyton Pritchard's definitely playing.
Pritchard's going to be playing for sure. Yeah. Porzingis, who knows? He's ill. Al Horford is probable with a big toe sprain. He cooked the Heat last time he faced him. Heat, losers of 5 in a row, 6 out of 7. Their only win is against the Wizards. Whew. Alec Burks is out tonight. And then they're back at it tomorrow. They got to take on the Grizzlies, second night of a back-to-back. That's the Heat's weekend.
Wait, what's the losing streak right now? Five in a row?
5 in a row. But they've lost 6 out of 7, and that only win is the Wizards.
I'm going to say something right now. I think their next win might be against the Knicks on Monday.
Brunson still?
Knicks coming back from a West Coast trip. Remember, they play tomorrow night, the primetime game against ABC. By the time they get back to New York, it'll probably be like 6 o'clock Sunday morning. No shooting.
Well, I'll tell you what, Vlad.
Yeah, I think that might be the next win.
They're clinging on to that 9th seed because the Bulls are all of a sudden on a hot streak.
Yeah, what's going on here? One team is actually trying to make the play-in, and the other team is trying not to make the play-in, but the team that's not trying to make the play-in is actually winning, and the team that's trying to make the play-in is actually losing.
It's what makes it so embarrassing. Like, you're losing to the likes of the Hornets and Bulls. That's like, terrible. All right, you lose to certain teams. Okay, you lose to the Clippers. They're a decent team, even though they didn't have Kawhi and Norman Powell. And you got Bogdanovich, who's, you know, washed. But
not against the Heat,
it's a marvel. They lose. That's why I'm saying, like, the only team that they beat was the Wizards. Like, it's bad time. Now, the Wizards did win last night. Good for them. In spite of Cade Cunningham's 38 points, they beat the Pistons 129-125. Bucks handled the Lakers. Lakers without LeBron and hard times right now. 3 straight losses for them. In spite of Luka Doncic's 45 points yesterday, it was not enough. They got the snot kicked out of him in the second half, 126-106. Giannis Antetokounmpo flirted with a triple-double, 24 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists. And Steph Curry last night reaches 4,000 three-pointers, and they beat the Kings 130-104. Jimmy Butler, 13-1 in a Warriors uniform. Personally, I believe they're 13-2 overall since making the trade. Yikes.
So 4,000 three-pointers by Steph, huh?
4,000 three-pointers, dude.
And yet he's not close to 30,000.
Is that true?
He's not close to 30 yet. He might be like at 25, 26, but I'm just saying, you know.
We'll get more into it. We got to take a break here on the show. When we come back, 15 minutes of Heat. That's next. Ah, 15 minutes of Heat it for you on 560 WQAM, which is always brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. The Miami Heat are going to be back at it tonight, taking on the Boston Celtics, who, of course, are coming off a loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Miami looking to try and snap a losing streak, get something going for them, a little bit positive. It has been a rough go of it right now, and that is an understatement for your favorite basketball team. The Heat, they're coming off a 119-104 loss. Offensively, a lot of guys had a good performance. I mean, Tyler, Andrew Wiggins, you know, you would go back. Bam had a slow night, which was a rarity. He's been on fire, basically, especially since the All-Star break, but that was not the case this last game. And we'd really like a game where the Heat's two best players can get on the same page and maybe have a productive night together. and maybe that can make something happen. But the Heat obviously got to be searching for answers. I got to wonder, too, if you know, we get to a point where Eric Spoelstra is maybe thinking about some kind of a tweak in the starting lineup. It was interesting. The last couple of games, Davion Mitchell did not play that much. He was almost like a spot starter for the Miami Heat. And I don't know what the reasoning for that is. Especially you would think a guy like, you know, taking on James Harden or Bogdanovich, you would think you would have a guy like him out there. But Spo went more with like the Haywood Highsmiths of the world. And I know James Harden's a lot bigger than Davion Mitchell, but didn't I think he played, like, I think his fewest minutes with the Miami Heat this last game. I think it was at, what did he finish with? 17 minutes. So one has to wonder what's going on there, because I think, you know, he made a really big early impression on Miami. It's possible that, you know, Spo is looking for a little bit more spacing, because, you know, when you have a lineup of Kalel, Bam, Wiggins, Hero's really your only shooter in there. Wiggins can shoot, but he hasn't really been shooting too well since he's come to Miami. So maybe that has something to do with it. I'm not sure, but that was definitely noticeable. And you wonder, you know, could this be a situation where Spo puts Duncan Robinson back in the starting lineup, even though he's really seemed to flourish in that bench role? I don't know. You got to think that all things are on the table right now. And then the other big thing in the Miami Herald, there was an article talking about Kalel Ware and a lot of the things he's going through right now, because he's gotten worked the last couple of games, where he got beat badly by Zubac, and then the game before that by Lemon Law, Mark Williams, which... very strange. He looks very productive to me. I wonder what the hell showed up on those medicals.
Something weird. Didn't want him. That's weird, because right now, after the 3-game losing streak that the Lakers are on, they could use a Mark Williams.
You're not kidding, dude. I mean, there must have been something scary that they didn't want, but this is, you know, that,
he said
that
it was in his back, and it was like other injuries that they saw.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's a weird one. I mean, you don't see that happen a ton, where a guy fails a physical and then especially fails a physical and then just comes back and plays for his team. Usually that happens like, oh.
Both teams. And all of a sudden, Dalton connects, hitting three-pointers, and Mark Williams is still averaging 20 and 10. What kind of deal was that?
Maybe a little motivation for both of them. I'm not quite sure, man. That's a strange one. And then tonight, you know, I would not be surprised if we're going to get a little bit more Pelle Larsson. Spo seemed like he was fawning over him this last game. And diving all over the place. Ron Rothstein was getting the
goose. Oh, I love Pelle. When a man spells out his love, he lives in love.
Yep.
When you spell
with hand gestures
love,
and everything.
Yeah,
dude.
When you spell out love, you're in love.
Ron Rothstein loved that. Understandably so. You know, and look, this is one of those things. I think Spo is kind of done with feelings. Jaime continues to just be in the great sophomore slump this year. This has been a very forgettable sophomore year for Jaime Jaquez Jr. I don't know if this is, you know, if this is a guy who maybe just peaked his first couple of months in the NBA, you know, or if there's something bigger here that has caused him to just fall off the face of the earth this season. It just felt like a guy last year would react to stuff, didn't just kind of went out there and play basketball, and now he seems always just stuck on that island of being in the corner, and then when he gets it, he's way too scared to shoot, but he's also thinking about shooting, and so that slows up him getting to his moves and driving to the basket. You know, I know that there's been inconsistency in the role this year, and that's not always great for a young guy, but man, this year has been a tough one for Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Sophomore slump.
Oh, dude. It's by a long shot, it's a sophomore slump. It's been a rough one. It's been a rough one for old Jaime Jaquez Jr. So we'll see. I mean, the Heat are big time underdogs tonight with Boston coming into the building. And I don't think the Heat have beaten Boston in their own house. I don't think they've
since
won
game three.
Vlad,
since
game three of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Game three of the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years ago in 2023, the Miami Heat have not beaten Boston in their building. They got one win up there when they won a playoff game, but they have not won. And they, of course, you know, clinched the series in seven in Boston. And that was always an odd thing with that playoff series, always with the Heat and Celtics in this era, where the road team would win a lot, but the Celtics have been, it's very much like the Panthers in Boston up there. Like, they have been using this place as an Airbnb, And it was
celebrated. So, celebrated their finals. They didn't celebrate it in Boston. They came down to Miami.
Every time I go there, it's been heartbreaking. It's like I was there for them to see them for see Jimmy's shot go short. I was there for the Derek White game winner. Oof, rough. It's a tough one.
Are you boots on the court today? You boots on the ground?
I'm not boots on the ground today. Tonight's jiu-jitsu night for little Tobin.
So nice.
I'm taking him to I got to take him to the dojo, and then we got flag football first thing in the morning. So I'm not boots on the ground tonight. I'll be back next Wednesday for the Pistons game, which, man, those Pistons games have been crazy this year too with Miami. But, you know, I'll be locked in, Vlad. I will be watching. Don't make no mistake. I mean, I can't quit them. You know, I'm sticking in there. I'm torturing myself watching these games every single night. And it is interesting though. I'm definitely, I don't know when it's going to hit that I'm numb, because like, I was really excited for that. I was like Ron Rossi when Pelle Larsen made that play. And I'm like, why do I care this much right now? And then, of course, it all just falls apart. So, you know, what am I supposed to be surprised about? Like, this is if you look at the way that they've been playing and you do see their schedule, even though you're thinking that the Knicks could get a trap game, I'm not seeing it, dude. I mean, the way they are right now, these next five against Boston, Memphis, New York, Detroit, Houston, and then you get one little off night before the Jimmy revenge game.
Is the Jimmy revenge game your game seven, your NBA final?
I think it's Pat's. Like, I you know, I think Pat is going to be like leaving cash bonuses if the Miami. It reminds me very much of when Danny Granger on Christmas against LeBron, where like, Danny Granger was not a guy that Heat fans liked, but all of a sudden he's in Heat lore because it was like the grand petty of them all, because LeBron's coming into town and you knew Pat was dying to win that game. I'm sure the Heat got to feel that way, but I mean, if you couldn't have guys in, I mean, two teams going in more opposite directions, you could not have that. But certainly Pat's going to feel that way. I don't know how I'm going to feel that day. Like, I watched last night, I'm just like, the only thing that's annoying, but it's expected. Steph Curry is so beloved and the Warriors are so beloved, and I get it. He's, you know, he's a rock star. But like, this Stan Van Gundy, Russ, like last night on the broadcast. Stan, who does a good job, but he's been mostly a Jimmy Butler critic, I would say. One of the few guys out there who's like, Jimmy doesn't play enough. I don't understand why Jimmy doesn't get the heat. Jimmy this, Jimmy's that. And last night, I'm listening to this broadcast. And mind you, Jimmy Butler, he did the old triple single last night. You know, he didn't
that's
really
the thing.
Work.
It's not like Jimmy's putting up crazy numbers with the Warriors.
Dude, he was like, this Jimmy Butler. I mean, you would have thought it was his first time ever watching Jimmy Butler. He's like, this guy is bringing the intensity. He's got a swagger about him. I'm like, well, Stan Van Gundy, where was this? But I know it's going to be a ton of that. Like, I get it. I'm trying not to get annoyed at every one of those.
That was
me with LeBron going to Cleveland. But the thing with Stan is I know Stan to be particularly a Jimmy Butler critic. A guy who's very skeptical on the whole. He's a half the time player. He's been like, oh, you can't just show up for the playoffs. He's gotten after him. He goes, why does Anthony Davis get street clothes and Jimmy Butler doesn't? And I'm like, you listen to him last night, and you would have thought he was watching Michael Jordan reincarnated. And mind you, he had 6 points.
Dude, if you look at his stats, he took 5 shots. He was 2 for 5, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 turnovers, 6 points.
Yeah, it was a classic Jimmy game. It was like
no,
was classic
but
cruise control.
But the energy, they're going to say.
The juice. I know.
From a team that didn't want him. Remember, they didn't want him at first.
But, Vlad, here's the thing, too. It's not like the Warriors don't travel well either. So I don't think he's going to get a bad reception or anything like that. Like, I don't think the building's going to be backed with a bunch of Heat fans ready to boo the holy hell out of him. I think it's going to be a lot of Warriors jerseys, and I think he's mostly going to get a positive reaction. I'm curious to see if the Heat, take the high road with like a tribute video or something like that.
Well, I mean, you have to honor his playoff runs.
I would think so. That's what I would do. And the Heat usually like to keep up appearances of, you know,
being respectable and being classy. Respectful.
The counterpoint is they gave Andrew Wiggins his number. So,
I mean, what other number are they going to give him? What if Andrew Wiggins won it 22? What are you going to say?
You could say no. You'd be like, you know, Andrew, bad look. Not available.
I think the pettiness was reaching.
The pettiness was there.
Yeah.
The pettiness was there. But you've played very badly. So do you want to be bad and petty? I wouldn't be surprised either way. But I think I'm leaning the Heat will go high road just to keep up appearances.
So Heat will go high road. But do you think the fan base is going to give him a good reception?
Well, this is the thing. Because I think there'll be a smattering of boos.
Right.
But I think because of how the Heat are playing and how the Warriors are playing, I'm going to expect a very juiced up Warriors fan base there. I think it's going to be a lot of Warriors fans.
Now, if the Heat were on a 6-game winning streak going, or like, you know, were playing better and from the trade, since the trade happened, you think the fan base would have been more...
Yes.
Fervor. Yeah. There would be a more fervor to boo him.
If they didn't have this crap record that they've had since making the trade.
But I just because
think the fan base is down bad right now.
So because the fan base is bad, they're going to cheer Jimmy. That's bad. That's kind of twisted thinking, but.
I know.
I would think you boo him more because he's the reason why you're in this reason, but
I think, well, if I thought that it was going to be all Heat fans and look, oh, if because, I thought yes, Miami yes, yes. was more of a vicious fan base, okay, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
Steph does travel and, well.
Oh, he's a rock star, dude. He's a and Steph Curry travels with, like, people stick around the game for 2 hours just to try and get a glimpse of him on the bus. There's nobody like Steph Curry, and that's the thing, is like he's got this elixir of just, you know, just being Steph, that everybody's just like, oh, he's the best. You know, how could you get mad at anything? Because it makes Steph happy. Jimmy Butler making Steph happy makes all the Jimmy antics go away.
Now, Tobin, we know NBA athletes and NBA stars are petty.
Yep.
And we know that they're going to be in Miami. I do believe they played a night before.
Let me check. I'll check right now.
I think they played a night before.
That very quickly. I'm on the Warriors schedule.
They have 2 days off.
They have 2 days off.
Yes. So they have 2 days off. Do you think you expect a big Jimmy game? And if we get a big Jimmy game, do the fans turn on Pat Riley at the Kaseya Center?
I don't know. Possible. Can't rule it out. Can't rule it out.
Because Schmeichel said that, Schmeichel put, streets are saying, fans will start a Jimmy was right chant. That's what he's saying.
I can't rule it out, Vlad. I don't know. I think if he does have a big game, yeah, I think the fans are going to get, I was at D Wade's return for the Bulls, and everybody cheered D Wade. Like, no, there was not a boo. It was a very odd feeling because he kind of came out hot. And then the only time they were a little annoyed is they lost on the D-Wade pump fake. Like, you lost on his patented move. And you're like, damn it. This, he got him. He got us again. He got us there. And it was, but it was such a strange thing because, like, Riley was like, oh, I'm going to craft an email. And D-Wade was, before the game, did a press session. It was like, I didn't get no meal. That's another thing, is like, is Jimmy going to do a pregame?
Is he going to do a pregame interview?
I don't know.
Are they going to hold that room for him?
Well, that's the interesting thing. I don't know. I could see him talking. I could see him blowing it off. I could also see, if they have 2 days off, probably means they would practice on Sunday at like UM or something like that, or at the Heat's arena. And maybe he'll talk then. I don't know, dude. It's a good question. And will that change anything? I think Jimmy Butler is going to be very, I think he's going to be pretty high road with like those cryptics, nice to be wanted and all that. I don't think he's going to hose down the organization.
I mean, when you're 12 and 1,
I think everyone's just going to move on.
I mean, when you're 12 and 1, you could take any road that you want to take.
You could take any road. But I don't think that he's going to do anything like that. I'm not sure. But I think the Heat are going to go high road. Dade South says, he just gets the positive Mike Biamonte welcome back, Jim, me, Butler, but no video tribute. Possible. I think he's going to get a
video. You got to give him a – come on. That 56 against Milwaukee game, was it game four?
One of the best games I've ever been to.
Come on. You got to give him that. The that whole Milwaukee series is a whole highlight reel in itself. Yep. So
yep. And game six in Boston.
Game five against the
Lakers.
Oh man. Are you gonna cry?
Anyway.
Are you gonna cry?
Nah.
You're gonna shed some tears.
I'm gonna scoff and roll my eyes. I'm like,
no, you're gonna shed tears, bro.
You guys knew I said pay him, but here's what the Heat gotta hope for. Okay. I talked a little bit about this last night on my YouTube page, but they gotta hope that the Warriors get bounced in round two. And then you gotta hope he gets old. Like, because right now, you're losing this trade. Bad. You haven't lost the trade. Not yet. But you're losing bad.
So wait, are you telling me every time Jimmy wins in the playoff, like a piece of your heart's going to be broken?
No, I don't think my heart's going to be broken. But I'm telling you, the Heat got to hope like hell that this Warriors thing, that they get caught in the playoffs by, like, you. What you want is hope like hell that they face Denver, because Jimmy stinks against Denver. And hope like hell that he gets bounced early.
Because if he gets to like the second or the conference finals,
if he gets to the Western Conference Finals, it's overwhelming success. If he gets to the finals, obviously they knocked it out of the park. And if he wins a championship, that's a nightmare for Pat Riley.
Is it worse than okay? Let me ask you this as we go to break. Is this if Jimmy wins a title? Is this a worse nightmare than LeBron winning a title with the Lakers against the Heat in 2020? After all that was said,
you mean about against the Heat? No, I don't think that was a nightmare. I think that, you know, the Heat were super happy to be there. I thought you were going to say when LeBron won in Cleveland.
Oh,
I think that was worse because.
Oh, okay.
The thing that makes it different is that Jimmy, they didn't want Jimmy, right? Like you, like they wanted him to finish out the year, but really they didn't want Jimmy. They made it known we're kind of done with Jimmy long term. So they did make that choice. You kind of had to. I don't like how Jimmy acted at the end, obviously, but overall their long term view was we're done with Jimmy Butler. You know, we're not going to be in the Jimmy Butler business much longer. And the LeBron thing, that completely caught Pat with his pants down. He was not expecting that. So I think that one was more of a nightmare than it was even this one would be.
Hard times.
Take a break. Get to a team that does. Yeah, except on the ice. Woo! Woo! All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, you guys, up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to Road to Repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of your Florida Panthers. Panthers win last night 3-2 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. A big-time win for the Cats in Toronto as they were trying to hold off their division lead from the Leafs, and they were able to do so. This game got out to a big start for Toronto as they were able to blast out to a 1-0 lead, but then the Cats go on the power play. Sam Bennett, he was able to even things up at 1-1. Here is Doug Plagans on the call to make it 1-1.
Barkov to Reinhardt, left shot. Out to the line, Jones. Down to the corner, Reinhardt. Sam Mascavage in close, a shot. Bennett the rebound, he scores! Sam Bennett jams it home, and the Panthers tie this one up. A power play goal! Sam Bennett makes it 1-1. Mackie Samuskevich, a nifty move to get it to the net. Stolarz made the initial save, but Bennett there on the doorstep picks up the loose change, and this game is tied.
Yeah, we had to face our old friend Stoley the goalie last night, who got a little he got a little angry at AJ Greer. He got a little angry. Stoley was getting after it yesterday. I watched a little of this game on the I could strangely. This is weird, Vlad. I was able to get the game on my phone while I was at flag football practice. I was able to get the game, but the TSN feed. So I was watching Canadian ESPN.
I love
For the game early on. I was like, oh, all right, I'm into this.
I like the TSN feed. I like.
Yeah, they do a fantastic. They love that hockey.
They're very, very one sided. Yes. they're very one sided. You know who they're rooting for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get into the second period, and Nico Mikkola would make it 2-1, but then the Cats would go out to a 2-goal advantage on the power play. Huge play by Seth Jones to keep it alive for the Cats. This dude, oh, man. Seth Jones, this dude hustles his ass off.
He was out there with the ice shavings
all over his jersey, Vlad.
You're big Seth Jones fans now, huh?
Dude, I love me some Seth Jones. Sam Bennett, he would go out there and he would end up with a huge pair. Here was his second goal last night.
Jones, near circle, pass down low, worked out front by Barkov, paddled away by Stolar. Sam Miscavige covering the near point to the center of the blue line for Jones. Sam Miscavige, left circle, power play winding down. Reinhardt, side of the net, Bennett in front, he scores! Sam Bennett, second of the game, a power play goal, and the Panthers stretch their lead to 3-1.
Man, that was good. Love it. Sam Bennett coming back from this Boston game where just a very uncharacteristic Cats collapse for them. Max Domi ends up getting him an early goal. Bob gets beat on the breakaway. The Cats are caught in a bad shift. And Bob was, I mean, he was not happy with himself, obviously, with giving that one up. So you had to deal with a very anxious third period. Very anxious third period where the Blue Leafs were bringing it. But ultimately, they shut the door on him. They're able to get the big time win, 2 points in regulation. And even though, as Silly Sauce says, the cheeks were tight, come away with the win. You know, when you get into that final minute and you're able to pull it away, Sergei Bobrovsky, now number 10 all time by himself. Here is his coach, Paul Maurice, on Bob and being where he is in the record books.
You know, it's easy to say because we won the game, but at 3-1, he's not going to like the 3-2 goal. And then you're thinking you're going to have a hard time beating him now, right? Because now he's angry in the net. But he just totally fits our team. He's so calm in that net. And he made a bunch of good outlet play, even plays with the puck toward the end. It took pressure off our back end. But there's a calm with him in the net for us. And if he gives up one he doesn't like, he usually doesn't give up two.
Yeah, that was good. What a performance last night by Bob. He gets those damn pads out and is with his butterfly style. I'm just like, man, the work this guy puts in at the age that he's at. You trust him. This is why you dump a guy like Spencer Knight. You're like, all right, we can make a move because we still trust this guy at this age that he can be that good. And he is that when it matters. That was an unfortunate goal that he gave up. And obviously he's coming off the game in Boston, but not last night, dude. Shut the door on the Leafs and is able to get them the win. So, big time one for the Cats last night to get that one. They are going to now move on to Montreal next, right? Montreal tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Vlad.
Yeah, because, you know, it's hockey night in Canada.
It is hockey night in Canada. It is hockey night in Canada.
Yeah.
So, the Cats now 4 points up in the standings. Toronto still does have a game in hand, but that was a very important one for the Panthers last night, and they get it. So good for them. Montreal at 69 points on the season.
We need you, Cats.
We'll see what need them. We don't have anything else now.
They're holding us. We're holding on to them for the whole spring and some and early parts of summer.
And the thing that's exciting about it is we still don't know what Marchand's going to look like with them. So you got reinforcements coming. Like we got Matthew Tkachuk on the mend. We got Marchand who's going to be added to the mix here. But I got to tell you, dude, this Mackie Samuskevich, I'm not taking all credit for it.
Hey, ever since he did an interview with you guys, I'm just saying.
This kid looks like the truth. I mean, he is good. He is good. He is everywhere. He flies around, has a real snipe to his shot. He's something. I mean, there was some like worry, like, hey, were the Panthers going to have to give him up at the trade deadline if they wanted to get a real piece like they did with Spencer Knight? I'm glad they held on to him because he does not look like he's in over his head. I'm very, very excited to see what this kid can bring to the table because he has been absolutely outstanding for the Panthers in the last 3 weeks or so. Panthers, really, really impressive.
Panthers got the glow right now as an organization. So, you know, yep. He had the glow and, you know. Now, we're starting to question some of the moves and decisions, but right now the Panthers seem to – they can't do no wrong with their decision-making right now.
They really can't. I mean, Bill Zito, I think he knows. He's like, look, he knows the right levers to pull right now. They're going to go into this thing, and you know when you got that opportunity right now, Vlad, and you do. Like, you're at this point where, like, hey, We got the juice right now. We know everybody hates playing us. We know we got that playoff style to perfection. Yeah. I mean, weird stuff can happen in the sport for sure, but they just feel like they know how to beat these teams down. And if they make a mistake, you ain't going to make it two games in a row. And I thought that was the importance of that bounce back on the road. And so a very, very nice win for your Panthers yesterday. Back in action tomorrow at 7 against Montreal. And then on Sunday, they got a back-to-back. They will be taking on the New York Islanders at 7:30.
They go to the island. And then they got a weird trip. So I asked Doug last night because I did the game. And they're coming back home after the New York game on Sunday.
They're coming back home to practice and then
Yeah, to relax and then go back out for the two games against Columbus and Washington. I didn't think the NHL did them any favors by giving them, you know, a game in Montreal and then a back-to-back to New York, and then you give them 3 days off, and then they got to go to Columbus and then Washington.
Well, that was the big thing with the Vanecek trade, too, is because they have a lot of back-to-backs on the back end of the schedule, and they wanted to get somebody in there. And, you know, listen, Drieger.
Yeesh.
He's just he ain't what he was a few years ago, you know, and he's not old, but he isn't the same with his wood. So they wanted to get somebody more proven, even though with Vanecek having a rough go of it in San Jose, everybody's having a rough go of it in San Jose. They felt like, you know, that goaltending department that Rob Talas runs,
San
they
Jose,
felt like they could
that.
Still get out of him.
San Jose, you said, huh?
Yeah.
Who runs San Jose?
Chris Kerr's brother.
Oh, okay.
Hard times right now to your family.
I'm just saying.
Take a break here on the show. Our Tua got some news on Cam Ward and apparently where he's going to go in the NFL draft. We'll bring that to you next.